I'm Dan Klefstad. An Illinois congresswoman tested positive for COVID-19. Sherry Bustos says she's experiencing mild symptoms but is feeling well overall. The Democrat says she's self-isolating and will work from home until cleared by her doctor. She says the contact tracing process is completed in her case. Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis tested positive in August, and Congressman Mike Bost received a positive result last month. Both men have since recovered. Meanwhile, the Illinois Municipal League wants the state to form a working group of mayors and other local officials to better coordinate a COVID response. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
The league says local leaders are being asked to enforce coronavirus measures without necessarily having enough assistance from state government to back their authority. IML Executive Director Brad Cole says, on their own, these officials may have difficulty addressing violations from residents and businesses.
Local officials are just as frustrated as everyone else, but without the authority to force compliance, there's really nowhere for them to turn, and that's what we're asking for, better coordination.
State's attorneys and county health departments often serve as enforcement bodies for COVID-19 guidelines, but Cole says state government agencies could help this process further, such as through citations or revoking food licenses of violators. He adds that a collaborative working group could keep all parties abreast of the latest COVID-19 developments and better coordinate state response to violations. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
More Illinois school districts are scaling back their reopening plans as COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to rise. Illinois' largest teachers union asked Governor J.B. Pritzker to shut down in-person learning across the state, citing risk to students and teachers. But the governor is not committing to any statewide plan on in-person instruction. Instead, he's sticking to his policy of letting individual school districts decide whether to teach students all online or in a hybrid model.
You know, it's not ideal by any means, but we have a COVID storm that's hitting, and I think, you know, the school districts are doing the best they can.
Pritzker is considering another stay-at-home order to prevent COVID patients from completely overwhelming hospitals, but he would not say whether that would include shutting down in-person learning. And Governor Pritzker's administration has power under state law and the state constitution to issue executive orders mandating public health measures at schools during the pandemic. That's according to a Sangamon County judge. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The Illinois Department of Public Health is offering free COVID-19 mobile testing at a pair of locations in Southern Illinois this week. The Aquatic Zoo in Mount Vernon is open each day through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Testing is also being offered at the Pinckneyville Community Hospital on Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIUC is partnering with the U of I's Institute for Government and Public Affairs Edgar Fellows Program to highlight leaders in the state working for the greater good. The Simon Edgar Award will shine a light on people working toward statesmanship, setting aside partisan differences and looking for solutions to big problems. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says too often those leaders and their work get lost in the political shuffle.
We've got a lot of good Republicans and Democrats in Illinois, both at the state and local level, who are doing a good job. And I think it's important that we recognize that outstanding service.
Simon Institute Director John Shaw says they're looking for leaders who show effectiveness, courage, and vision when it comes to solving big problems, both on the local and state level. The latest numbers released by the Illinois Gaming Board show bettors in the state wagered more than $285 million on sports contests in September. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, New Jersey leads the way in sports betting, posting $803 million in bets in October. The Gaming Board has yet to release October numbers for Illinois. Sports betting got off to a shaky start in March, but of course that was due to the pandemic. And I'm Leah Lerner.